Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. The Wall That Heals is coming into town today. It's a 3/4 scale replica of the Vietnam Memorial. It'll roll through downtown Whiteville around noon. Businesses and residents are being encouraged to welcome the procession, which will go from the courthouse all the way downtown to the intersection with Lee Street. Then it'll head back up Lee Street, go to the Veterans Memorial Park. The parade will be escorted by dozens, if not hundreds, of motorcyclists from veterans organizations. Now, the wall will be open 24 hours a day at the Veterans Memorial Park from Thursday through Sunday, but you have your opportunity today, anytime after 12 o'clock, to line up along the streets and give these folks the welcome that they deserve. There's no charge to visit the wall. The building that will eventually house the Provalis tech firm may cost Whiteville and the county more than originally planned. Whiteville City officials tonight will hear an update on the possibility of putting an entirely new roof on the former High Publishing building. Now, that's on Columbus Street in downtown. Multiple holes were found in the built-up rubber roof of the structure during renovations. The city and county split the initial purchase cost of the building using $650,000 in grant fund. City Council will also recognize several Whiteville police officers with life-saving awards for two different emergencies where they responded and went above and beyond the call of duty. A 450-acre wildfire in Pender County was quickly knocked down Saturday by the Forest Service and local fire departments. Now, fire conditions are getting worse in our area because the drought is continuing. No burn ban has been issued in Columbus County, and we may get some good beneficial rains today, but it still won't quite be enough. Now, if you must burn, be sure to monitor your wind directions, keep firefighting tools, water, and a cell phone handy, and do not burn on windy days. We are going to have a wide-open, busy weekend in Columbus County this week, folks. There's all kinds of events going on this Saturday. First, we've got the Gator Fest at Lake Waccamaw. You can enjoy vendors, live music, food trucks, fun for the kids, and so much more. It's going to be at Elizabeth Brinkley Park. And last year's event was even bigger than they planned on, and organizers hope this year will be even bigger still. Gergana's Farm Store is going to host its Spring Fling Flock Swap on Saturday. There's no cost to be a vendor, so you can bring your spare chickens, geese, ducks, goats, hogs, puppy hounds, anything you got you want to buy, sell, and trade. Bring it on out there. They'll also find some specialty vendors, food trucks, free hot dogs, a dessert truck, and a free bouncy house for the kids. Our dear friends from Pretty Greens Microgreens will be out there selling, as well as some of the vendors from the Columbus County Farmers Market. The event is free, and it's very family-friendly, going to be a big time on Saturday. Barbecue on the Bluff starts Friday night with the cooking, but plate sales and music and other events will take place on Saturday. Another new part of the event is the Oinka Walk along the Riverwalk. Walkers, runners, and families are encouraged to participate. Go to fairbluff.com to sign up, or just head down there, cheer on the runners, get you plate some of the best barbecue around. National Prescription Drug Takeback Day is Saturday at Walmart in Whiteville. Law enforcement will be accepting unwanted and outdated medicines from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. Pills, tablets, prescription meds, and patches are welcome. Do not bring syringes, liquids, aerosol cans, or illegal drugs. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver reporting.